Hello everyone, and welcome to another episode of Trivia on Shuffle. I'm your host, Courtney.
And I'm your co-host, Devin.
We have a fun episode planned for you today. Let's go ahead and go over the rules. In today's episode, I will ask the questions and you have 10 seconds to answer. Give yourself 1 point for each question you answer correctly. There are two rounds and each round consists of 10 questions. Your goal is to have more points than Anthony by the end of the game. You heard that correctly. We have a new guest for this episode, my father, Anthony.
Hello.
Today's category is movies, no specific genre, just movies. How you feeling?
I'm pretty good at movies, but I don't know which questions you're gonna ask, so I don't know.
All right, let's see how this goes. Question one. In Braveheart, what character says, "Smart enough to get a dagger past your guards, old man"?
Oh, I should know this. I'm going to say, I have no idea.
I picked a hard one for the first one because Braveheart's your favorite movie.
Yeah, I know. I know who the guy is and I know what he says. I know that line, but I don't remember what his name was.
The answer is Stefan.
I guess. 0-1.
Question two. What is the name of the character who gets lost in The Hangover?
Okay, I got this one. Doug.
Yep, that is correct. Question three. What is the full title of the first Lord of the Rings movie?
Okay, I think I got this one. Fellowship of the Ring.
That is correct.
Yay! I got that one right.
I think I've seen all the movies with you, but I don't remember anything.
I don't think you guys went to the first one because I watched the first one. I didn't understand half of it because, you know, they say all the big words and I was like, I don't know if they're talking about a person or a place. And I would just go, eh.
That's probably something you have to like watch or read the books for. Question four. In American Pie, what sport does Oz play?
I got this one. Lacrosse.
Yep, that's correct. I still haven't seen that whole movie. I feel like you would just pull me in for a couple scenes to watch and then I would just go away.
That's all you would sit there and watch with me. Watch any of the movies I want to show you.
Question 5. In Monty Python and the Holy Grail, Sir Lancelot was the first to approach the bridge keeper at the Bridge of Death. What is the first question the bridge keeper asks?
What is your name?
Yep. Do you remember the other one?
I think it was, he didn't get the capital.
No, the second question he asks is, what is your quest? That's what he asks to all of them. And then it changed from like,
oh, what is your favorite color? And what was your,
something about the swallow thing.
Well, that was the last one where he got it wrong. And he fell off the bridge. Oh.
Yeah, I don't remember the other one though.
Yeah.
Question 6. What year is Dazed and Confused set in?
What
year is the movie Dazed and Confused set in?
I got you. I'm reading.
Close but wrong. The answer is 1976.
Ah, so close, but yet so far.
Question 7. What movie did Tom Hanks win his first Academy Award nomination?
I think I got this. I'm not sure. Philadelphia.
That is incorrect. It's actually Big.
I don't know about that one. I'm pretty sure it was Philadelphia.
It's Big.
It came way out before Big.
Question 8. In Karate Kid, why does Mr. Miyagi go to Daniel's house for the first time?
I have no idea about this one, so. To ask his mom out to dinner.
No. It was to fix his sink.
A sink?
Yeah.
Like, that's a kitchen sink?
Like, I think it was either the kitchen or the bathroom. It was a maintenance.
I'm going to have to trust you on that one. I don't believe that, but okay.
Question 9. What is Pat's ex-wife's name in the Silver Linings Playbook?
What the hell? Maggie.
That is incorrect.
What? How could it be incorrect?
Her name is Nikki.
I was close.
It rhymes. Yeah. All right. Last question of round one. Question 10. For what movie did Steven Spielberg win his first Oscar for Best Director?
Ooh, that's a good one. I don't know. E.T. Phone Home.
Incorrect. It's actually Schindler's List.
He did Schindler's List?
Yeah.
I guess.
That is the end of round one. Dad, you ended the round with 4 out of the 10 possible points.
Hey, I got a F. Yay!
All right, let's try to pick it up a little more for round two. Question 11. What song plays over the opening credits of Guardians of the Galaxy?
Brandy?
No. Any other guess?
No.
All right. The answer is Come and Get Your Love by Redfoam. Question 12. What is the highest grossing R-rated movie in the box office?
Whose box office?
It just says the box office.
All right. Deadpool.
No. Any other guess?
No. Passion of the Christ.
No. The answer is Joker.
Oh, we're talking nowadays, aren't you?
Yeah, the one from 2019.
Yeah. I'm 2012, so.
Question 13. Who wrote the theme music for the horror movie Halloween?
Ooh, lucky 13. Horror question. Nice. Beastie Boys.
Incorrect. It's actually John Carpenter.
And the?
John Carpenter.
Oh, okay.
Question 14. Three of Jim Carrey's blockbuster movies, The Mask, Dumb and Dumber, and Ace Ventura, Pet Detective, were all released in what year?
Okay. All right. Well, this was a time that around the time I graduated or shortly thereafter. So I'm going to say 1996.
Oh my gosh, you're so close. It's 1994.
Oh, that's when I graduated. Yeah, I knew it was close.
That was probably like our most watched actor in all the movies that we watched growing up was Jim Carrey.
Yeah, probably. I like that movie, so that's my third favorite movie of all time, so.
I remember back when you had to record your ringtones and text tones on your phone, you would hook up, put your phone right next to the speaker for Dumb and Dumber, and you would do like the different lines.
I remember creating recordings off the computer, so I'd have the mic right next to it and play it on a VCR, and you play it and then you record it, and I would put it on, you know, just have it on the computer before all the computer stuff was the thing, so.
Pretty cool. Question 15. Who played Detective Rick Deckard in Blade Runner?
What the heck are you talking about?
Who played Detective Rick Deckard in Blade Runner?
Okay. Harrison Ford, or you want the character's name?
No, that was right.
Okay.
Yep, the correct answer is Harrison Ford. Question 16. Which actress is killed off in the opening scene of Scream?
Scream. That's Adam Sandler's favorite actress. What's her name? God, geez, I just had it on the tip of my tongue. Think of her last name. She was in 51st Dates.
Yeah.
Blended.
Drew.
Barrymore?
Yes, that is correct. The answer is Drew Barrymore. Question 17. What is the first U.S. film to feature a toilet flushing?
Toilet flushing? Dumb and Dumber?
No.
I like flush, so I'm going to say that. I don't know.
And I'll give you a hint. It's okay. A horror movie.
A horror movie.
Yes.
Halloween.
Incorrect.
Scream.
No. The answer is Psycho.
I would never guess that one.
Question 18. In Back to the Future, why was Marty's band turned down at the audition?
Ooh, good Friday the 13th. Not Back to the Future.
Never mind.
Too loud?
Yes, that is the correct answer. They were too loud.
Okay, yay.
Question 19. In The Terminator, what is the name of the restaurant that Sarah works at?
Oh my God, I have no clue. Bob's Burgers.
No.
McDonald's.
No.
Jack in the Box.
Incorrect. The correct answer is Big Jeff's.
I was close.
With what?
With all three of them. All three answers.
Question 20, the last question of round two and the whole episode. As of February of 2022, what is the highest grossing movie in the box office?
Oh my God, I have no... Mamma Mia.
No!
I was trying to make it...
The hit is that... A lot of the Marvel movies have tried to pass it.
Avatar.
Yes. I gave you a second chance, but I'll still give you the point.
I need the point. I only got like four on this round, too. So.
I think at one point, Endgame did pass it, but then they put the movie back into theaters, like Avatar back into theaters, so they could bring their numbers back up. And I think...
Why don't they put... Avengers Endgame back on.
If they were smart. I don't know how big of a gap they have now, but I know that Avatar has 2.847 billion.
Yeah, and then they're coming out with Avatar 2, which will be 2.72 million.
Hopefully they get up either past or close to if it's not a flop.
Yeah, I think it would be a flop. Always a flop.
That is the end of the episode. Tallying all your points, you got 8 points out of 20.
Yay! I got F. Yay!
4 in each round.
Yeah!
At least you're consistent.
Consistently loser. You pick movies? Yeah, I'm not very good at movies. I watch a lot of them, but I don't know much about them.
All right. Well, thank you for coming on the show.
And why can't I plug anything?
What do you want to plug?
I have nothing to plug.
All right.
Have a great one.
All right, everyone. That was an episode of Trivia on Shuffle. Make sure to tune in next week for our next episode. Also, make sure to follow us on Spotify or whatever podcast platform you're listening on. Follow us on Instagram at Trivia on Shuffle Podcast.
Don't forget,
Trivia on Shuffle!